Welcome to the Weekly Discover.
Hell yeah, brother.
My name's JD Myers.
Hi, I'm Chris Morley, and with us today, a very special return guest.
My name is Rohan Murtha, and I'm alive, I guess.
Excellent, excellent. Well, a lot has happened in your life since the last time we were on cast, so before we even get into that, we are here today doing Release Radar number 23, the first actual Release Radar of 2019.
Yes, it is.
Pretty excited about it. It's going to be a little bit of a longer episode. We have interchanging songs from me and JD's Release the Radar playlist. We'll decide whether we're going to keep these tracks or if they honk.
Is that to negative town?
Yes, it is. Oh, I just found it out last week and I can't stop saying
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right, Rohan, let us know what have you been up to? A lot of new stuff.
So, I guess, I've been kind of coasting through it. If you ask me to recall something from a couple of months ago, it's all a huge blur. But
hell yeah.
I guess to put it into perspective that I can try to understand, I joined a new band, got a new job. That band subsequently released an EP that I want everybody to listen to, www.gradualslip.bandcamp.com.
Gradual Slip, there it is.
Gradual Slip. And other than that, I've been working out. I finally hit the 100-pound mark lost, which was really cool. That took about 3 years to do.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I lost a small person. But you know the best part about it is
I've also lost small people.
Like I look at pictures of me from like 2014 and I'll be like, that wasn't me. Like I have a neck now. Like it's there.
It's
like
a nice neck.
I can touch it. I can feel it. Like before it was like my chest blew a bubble and that was my head.
Hell yeah. On your Baymax grind.
Right, of course, yeah. So I've just been doing that. We're trying to play some more shows and
you guys played your first show
we
recently.
Did. Yeah, we did. It was cool. It was at the Pinch. The Pinch is a wonderful first venue to play.
That's nice.
We've got a couple more shows coming up. We've got one in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. We've got one, a house show in our hometown, which will be riot.
That's going to be crazy.
The last time I played that house, Hydrakill got the cops called on us.
Oh
man, it was so fun.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
like a great time.
And, we'll keep going. And we're writing new music. And Twist Addiction released, I don't know if you guys recall, but that was my my game and entertainment company.
Oh, yeah.
We released our flagship product, Sound Out.
Yeah.
It is a card game that is supposed to make learning and understanding the English language fun, accessible, and doing it through speaking and through sound as opposed to reading on paper. Because
nice.
If you learn how to speak, then the reading comes much easier, and that's the way to do it.
There's perfect. Helping out Nashville one step at a time.
Yeah, there's all the information on who we are, what we do, and if you want to buy the game, this is on www.twisteddiction.com. I designed that website, so leave me a good review.
Hell yeah.
Damn right.
Very nice, very nice.
That was Heavy For You by The Heavy, their newest single.
Great track. I actually really like that. I'm going to save that off the bat. That's the intro.
Yeah. Hell yeah. What's up?
Hopefully it's a sign of good things to come.
It better be. It fucking better be.
All right. Well, I guess I will start.
If you want. I mean, yeah.
I already listened to this and I already know it does not honk. This shit is so fucking good. This is a cover, actually. Once again, Chris Morley bringing a cover to the cast after yelling about how much he hates fucking covers.
Yeah.
But this is Change in the House of Flies. Record at Spotify Studios by Architects.
What?
You haven't heard this yet?
No.
Yo, you haven't?
I didn't know they covered this.
Yo, I've actually heard this song like 4 times on my vacation. The Deftones track. And mm-hmm. I was like, every time I listen to it, I'm like, shit, Architects did pretty well.
Yeah.
They did a fucking pretty good job.
I was yelling the first time we were going through and we had listened to this.
Yeah.
Because Deftones is one of those bands that I see as like untouchable when it comes to like covering and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
And Architects fucking big dog the entire metal genre. And it's like, yeah, we're going to cover it. We're going to do it live. And we're going to do it really fucking well.
Yeah.
Who the fuck else can do that?
Here's the thing about Architects. They are not only musically insanely talented. This rules. But they are also just so full of substance that matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so is Deftones. And I feel like if you're going to cover a substantive artist, then you need to be a substantive artist.
Absolutely. Like if fucking RLS Mike walked in, like, yeah, we're going to cover a White Pony. Like, we're going to cover Back to School.
That sound is exactly
Well, that's the shit that would hurt me. But I trust this in the hands of architects, and they really do impress me with this. Sam's like switches up some of the melodies, and I'm like, yo, you have the balls to switch up Chino's perfect melodies, and it works. And they put like really great strings over it too. It's just, yeah. I didn't think it could be done. I don't know how to say it, but I didn't think it could be done, but they do it.
Rest in peace, Tom. Love you forever.
Rest in power, Big Dog. And Chi Chang.
Man, they just headlined Wembley.
That's pretty huge.
Do you know the capacity for Wembley Arena?
Like, six people.
88,000 people.
Holy shit.
Have you ever heard of a metal band other than Metallica, Iron Maiden, the Big Four, and the new wave of British heavy metal to play for 88,000 people?
No.
And they brought out Polaris.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Polaris played Wembley Arena.
Damn.
Little metalcore band from Australia.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Ozzy's bossy.
Yeah. Ozzy is fucking bossy. Polaris is pretty sick, actually.
They're really, really good. Ryan, I used to follow Ryan when he was a little high school kid doing YouTube covers, and then we started talking guitars for a while, and then he joined the band, and I was like, oh my god, this is insane. It's gonna blow up.
This shit fucks.
And it blew up.
This shit fucks. You know, Australia fucks.
Australia does fuck.
These nuts.
Purgatory, baby. Rest in power, JD's ankle.
Hanging out with These Nuts on Warped Tour was so fun. They're the most ridiculous blokes ever.
It was like 11:30 in the morning. The guitarist was drinking an OE 40. And I was like, no, what? I've never seen anything more real. There's never a realer one.
God.
Beautiful.
This is great. I'm very much into this.
Live.
God, Sam, we suck Sam Carter like every cast.
But I mean,
dude, he's so good.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
Like, I have to say, though, guitar-wise, the dudes from Architects could have played this with one hand. Like, they could be asleep, like, lying down playing this. But yeah. That's the song. That's what it calls for.
Yeah.
So you can't do, like, a fucking eight-finger tapping part over a Deftones song.
Right.
Or you shouldn't.
It's about the substance.
Mm-hmm. So,
by the way, that explanation was perfect. The substantive artist argument, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
yes.
That. Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna call back to that forever.
It's important. I mean, if you're a gimmick band and you cover a song that's supposed to have, I don't know, illicit meaning, like explicit meaning, it's not just implied, it's like you listen to it and you feel something right off the bat,
yeah,
then an artist that doesn't make you feel anything shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, who am I to say it? Play what you want. You want to play music, you love music, do whatever. I am no one to judge you. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I'll definitely don't put it out.
I was gonna say, I'll just say it sucks.
Oh yeah, I mean it could be total trash, and I'll say it's total trash, but you know, do you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get it. Gotta fucking get it.
Just miss me with that Discover, though.
Man, I love Deftones. So one of the Hydrokill songs off Timelines, actually it's Timelines, the title track.
Yep.
It's very heavily influenced by a song called I've You've Seen the Butcher.
Yeah. Butcher, baby.
Yeah.
That intro gets me.
Excuse me.
I was listening to Life Lost, like yesterday, and your old vocalist John sent me a snap of it because he saw that, like how I have this like right sidebar. See what my friends are listening to.
Uh-huh.
He took a picture of me listening to you guys, and I was like, rest in power.
Well, that was Change in the House of Flies, recorded at Spotify Studios.
So sick.
Already saved.
Yeah, it's a save.
Thanks, Architects.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you could tell, but they're one of my favorite bands. Maybe you could tell.
Maybe.
This is a trio of just Architect suckers right now.
Yeah, so absolutely. That's why I'm glad to see you here.
I remember the first time I saw them, it was at the Auto Bar.
Wow.
With Glass Cloud.
Oh man. God.
The whole place was shaking. It was so cool.
It's a lot smaller than Wembley, though.
And Let Live.
I can't wait to listen to Glass Cloud later in this episode.
Amir? No, yeah, when Let Live played Mother, I just remember finding Nakon in the pit and he was like bawling and it made me cry. And now we're just standing there just weeping.
God.
Damn.
So good.
That's a good time.
Absolutely. What a bill. Well, let's move forward.
Yeah.
Is this gonna be a left?
Yes it is. This is gonna be Xavi by Snarky Puppy.
Xavi.
I think so. X-A-V-I.
I think so.
I've heard of Snarky Puppy.
Oh, Snarky Puppy. They're the jam. There's like just like a big kind of group of jazz musicians, and
they just kind of go for it. They get it, yeah. They Snarky fuck. Puppy fucks. definitely not honkage.
I'll get a little bit more information on that because I should know a little more. I feel like
I should too. I know we probably talked about them before.
Yeah, we have. We definitely have.
The bass line is going though.
They're Texas-bred, New York-based quasi-collective.
What?
They're a collective. There's like 20 people in this group.
Jesus. It's like the Brockhampton of jazz.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. They have been a Grammy Award winner. They're a Grammy Award winning.
Shit.
Best R&B performance in 2014, best contemporary instrumental album in 2016 and 2017. It's not really a fusion band. It's not a jazz band, and it's definitely not a jam band.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't sound like jam. Yeah. It sounds like they're playing something they've rehearsed.
Yeah, it's definitely
Which rehearsed. Makes me want to say it's a jazz band, but I guess it's not jazz, according to them. Don't put them in a box.
Nate Chinnan of the New York Times states, take them for what they are, rather than judge them for what they're not.
I mean, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. Stocky Puppy fucks.
Snarky Puppy does fuck. Zavi, baby. I feel like this would be the perfect section to cover news.
Yeah. The State of the Union this past week
was fucking stupid. Here's Johnny with the weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny with the weather. It's raining ice outside, and it fucking sucks. I've been stuck inside all day. No cardio today.
I feel like every time I come on here, we listen to something that could be an anime interlude, and this is one of them.
Do you think what? I think this is like almost a chase scene. This is like a softcore chase scene.
This would be like a 70s cop.
If it was like movie, just picture scene. Like a noir anime, and yeah. It's just like interlude. You know, the whole stupid cut scenes they have before going back into the show. I picture this.
It shows the character running across the screen, and like the lights are coming on as he's running past.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely an ultra extended version of the Cowboy Bebop theme song.
Oh, for sure.
I hear that. I hear Baccano.
Oh, Baccano.
Fantastic show.
Good to know.
13 episodes of gold. I love it.
Oh, it's 13? Then I'm definitely now. I can only do short anime, honestly.
What's the one I saw recently? Bakuman Atari? I've heard good things about that. I just saw that pop up on some feed.
I haven't watched any since Attack on Titan Season 3, which was so much better than Season 2.
Please, I haven't watched it.
Don't base it off of how bad Season 2 was.
Season 2 is not very good.
I'm not going to fuck with it.
You weren't even like really about Season 1 either.
No.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Although, the new Seven Deadly Sins I've heard is really good, so I really want to watch
There's
that.
There's too much of it. I don't want to catch up. I'm a hater, though. Okay. I'm just a hater. It could be the greatest anime ever, and I'll be like, oh, it's more than 13 episodes. Nah.
I'm just really stoked. The last anime I watched that I was, like, fucking stoked on was Konosubarashi.
I have not watched it.
Konosubarashi fucks. It's ridiculous. It's just, like...
I watched a couple episodes. It was really good.
Yeah.
The last anime I trusted was Devilman Crybaby, and that's why I haven't been able to watch anything since.
That shit was so fucking weird.
Dude, the second to last episode really got my ass. I did not expect it to go down like that. I gave myself enough time at night to be able to watch the last three. I turned my fucking PlayStation off after the second to last one. I was so sore by it that I was like numbed when I watched the last episode. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The first 11 minutes of that show, there's just pussy on the screen.
Yeah, it's a really strange show.
A little bit.
Really sad, though.
I'll stick with my wholesome Boku no.
You're better off. You're better off. I just watch shit that's tragic and ultra-violent.
I watch mainstream shit because I'm a pleb.
Hell yeah.
I try to watch weird shit.
Hipster.
I feel that. I can only get so weird, though.
Have you guys watched Sorry to Bother You?
Oh, yeah, with Lakeith Stanfield?
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
I have no idea what that
it's
is.
It's super kooky, but it's really good.
Super kooky.
Chris, you gotta watch Sorry to Bother You. Yes, movies done T.O.
Okay.
Search that shit up.
I feel like you would enjoy it. It's lighthearted, but it's wild.
It's absolutely fucking wild.
I trust that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry to bother you.
Sorry to bother you.
I'm gonna add that. Add that to my watch list right now.
We'll watch about it. We'll talk about it next episode.
Hell yeah.
How have this drummer's arms not fallen off yet? Are you listening?
He's living in the fucking groove.
Are you listening to these ghost notes?
It's crazy.
And that's the other thing. I feel like if I got turned on to this is somehow, like, through a YouTube search, just got like a, you know, ended up. Or I was just watching Star K-pop videos of them live, like recording some of their albums. And just like sitting there watching like 15 minute videos of them playing one of their tracks, it's mesmerizing because they're all, I mean, obviously you would expect they're all fantastically talented and good at their job, but it's just like, I don't know, kind of just watching a collective of people just
getting
like
it.
Sink into a groove at the same time, and everyone's just kind of like chilling around watching, like it's kind of a really cool experience, even to witness through, like, see through video.
If I watched a live video of them playing, I would quit music. Like, the EP that we recorded, don't get me wrong, I think it's pretty solid songwriting, but each song has 4 chords.
You're in a hardcore band, bro. Like,
I know. And I used to play in a prog band. I used to be able to play Necrophagist, and now I can't even sweep pick anymore.
That's all practice, my
guy. Somebody hold me.
I will.
Dude, I feel like sweep picking is one of those things that if you're not practicing every day, it's
you can lose that skill very easily.
Like in a week.
See, I thought it was like riding a bike, and then I picked my guitar up and I was like, let me try this arpeggio, and I went
I was able to sweep for like a week. I can do like a 4-note sweep.
You know who taught me how to sweep pick?
Who?
Elliot Coleman.
Oh geez.
When he worked at the Guitar Center in Rockville.
He saw me in bass pedal once.
He saw me trying, and he was like, dude, come on. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, no. Do it like this. And he picked it up, and he did it. And I was just like, oh, you just wanted to do that so you could sweep it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
100%.
He was like, yeah, but also watch.
Asshole.
And then he did it, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I picked it up how to do that, and then I did it.
Nice. So, productive.
Yeah, a little bit. New Good Tiger coming out soon, so that'll be cool.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I got one of their most recent tracks on my release. It was... It slapped. I want to say it fucks.
Yes, okay.
It slapped.
I can get that. There are levels to this shit, player. Tiramisu. Macklemore said that. Ugh. Also, Macklemore honks.
Yo, can we make up some names for ourselves?
Like, in what regard? What do you mean?
Like, some ridiculous code names, slang, like, you know, some fucking, like, slang names for ourselves.
What do you have in mind? What inspired this? What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
I don't know. I was driving back from, like, I can't remember where I was coming from, but I was coming back home, just driving. It was late night. Mm-hmm. And I do my best thinking late night driving.
Absolutely.
And I had a whole bunch of nicknames that I wanted, that I thought of. The one that sucks out the most is the Caucasian Torpedo.
The Caucasian Torpedo.
Doesn't sound very threatening.
Exactly.
I think I want to be Fat Daddy Bill.
Fat Daddy Bill?
That just rolled off my tongue, but I like it. I was Caucasian going with... Torpedo.
Yeah, it was
James, like, the Caucasian Torpedo Myers, now, up to the plate.
It was like you know how people just have like 8 nicknames for themselves?
Yeah.
You know, it was like, that would be like a fifth stringer. So it's not like it wasn't like a big hitter, but it was like, what?
It's one where, you know, somebody's calling your name, like they're like, JD, and you don't answer, and then they say Caucasian Torpedo, and then you automatically turn around because it's some sort of stimulation.
You can't really mix it up with anything else. It's not like that sounds like John. Caucasian Torpedo. I don't even know where to start. I can't get the word honk off my mind.
I'm trying to think of a couple right now. You got camo on. You got camo. Make something with camo.
I'm kind of ashamed that I have camo on. It's a very comfortable shirt, though.
It does look really comfy.
It's very soft.
And that hoodie, Rohan, your hoodie looks extremely comfy, too.
Oh, man, it's so soft. Like, in here, it's got the little fuzzy jumps. Oh, I'm like, oh, it's so nice.
Damn.
But I'm super sweaty underneath because I came from working out. So I don't want to take it off because then it will smell bad.
Hey, man.
We're here for the musk.
Yep.
We're like Tesla up in here.
Hey-o.
That was Zavi by Snarky Puppy.
I saved that. That was really good. I feel like that's what I want out of background music.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was really cool. It was cool. When you tune in, you can hear all the intricacies of it. And then when you tune out, it's quite enjoyable, not distracting, and I don't know, all around really cohesive.
Yeah.
Which is super impressive. And as a musician, you should pride yourself on that talent.
Yeah, I was going to say earlier, it's hard enough to get five dudes to actually be able to sync up to perform something, but to be able to get a whole collective to play something that complex is mind-blowing.
That's crazy. It's worth listening to. That's
absolutely. Right. It's worth listening to. Well, right. Let's stay in the same lane. Yeah. Just kidding. This is Pure Water by Mustard with Migos.
Like DJ Mustard?
I believe so.
I haven't heard this.
Uh-oh.
Surprising, right?
It's a release radar, boy. It's new. Mustard has no information, but I assume you know more than I do.
DJ Mustard is quite famous. He kind of rose to fame in the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Sick.
He can be known by his iconic Muzzard on a Beat.
True. Okay.
Yeah, so if you've heard Big Sean's I Don't Fuck With You,
yeah,
then you've heard that.
Then you've heard DJ Mustard. All of his beats are very similar. They incorporate some sort of minor key melodic sample with a
shooting
840 beats per minute. I don't know what the tempo is, but it's pretty much all of his songs are this beat.
Hey, if it ain't broke,
yeah, industrialize it and manufacture it.
Yeah.
I've really fallen off Migos over the course of the past 7 or 8 months. Like after Quavo dropped his solo album, oh my god, it was so bad.
It wasn't very good.
And then Offset pulled that fuck shit with Cardi B, and I'm just like, bro, you're not doing it right. And then Takeoff dropped his project and it was also just not good.
Which is weird. I expected more from Takeoff.
Well, I mean, even Culture too, it was like, you can't make a 20 track album and expect people to stay interested.
It was a lot of tracks.
A lot of tracks of the same three things.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of a one trick pony. I like that trick though.
I mean, yeah, I like look, no label. The first culture was amazing. Sloppy Toppy, Travis Scott. Oh man, that track is amazing. It's so good, but like when you exhaust that outlet, it is really hard for me to enjoy them because everything just sounds so mushed together.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have gems. Like, Stir Fry is still a gem. I fuck with that
Stir
song. Stir Fry's
sick.
But
Motherfucking Tired is my favorite Migos track. That shit goes so fucking hard.
Motorsport is good. If I had a favorite Migos track, it'd probably be Kelly Price off of The First Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
It's great.
You did it. You infiltrated. Stealth 100.
Yeah, I don't know. I like rap. If you couldn't tell.
If you like rap, then what do you think about the impending deportation of 21 Savage? Because we haven't had a chance to talk about that yet.
He's out on bond.
Good.
I know everybody was joking about it, but it's like a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
They detained him because he is an influencer.
Right. Yep.
And he was just like days earlier talking about how fucked up the ICE situation is, and then they scoop him up.
Right.
Yeah. And he posted an Instagram story before it happened, and he was just like, fuck snitches. You're a snitch, you're a rat. I got no respect for you.
Damn.
And then he was, then he was picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently released on bond, yeah, but after what? They kept him in like a federal holding facility where he got 1 hour of social interaction a day. That's inhumane.
Absolutely. Hey, if anyone can take it though.
Yeah. Like, I don't care how cushy your, I don't know, accommodations are. If you are limited to being like solitary confinement,
it'll drive anyone crazy.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where you are.
Not okay. Not okay at all. And think if he's getting that type of treatment,
how those kids down at the border are.
Exactly. How everybody else who doesn't have money is getting treated.
Absolutely.
Who can't find their parents?
It's a whole mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an absolute fucking mess. And I just hope the best for it. Now I hope all of Atlanta rises up against ICE. Trap versus ICE.
I think it's so funny because he's so boldly speaks out for Atlanta and for the whole city. And it's just like,
it's the capital of the new South.
Yeah, but who cares that he's from the UK? If he is so passionate about that city and he's doing everything for that community, who gives a shit? Like, why should it matter?
It seems like media is constantly saying UK, so everybody thinks he's British. He's from like a colony.
Right.
He's not from like London or anything like that. They're saying UK so you don't feel bad for him.
Right. He's from like an actual like shit colony, like in the middle of the Pacific or something like that.
Yeah, that's...
Was it the Pacific? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame. Some of the jokes were funny, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Some of the memes were funny.
When they said he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds in his bank account, I laughed. Or the they said him and Skepta are going to drop a release, which would be sick.
That would be sick. The fucking, when they put the grime rap over his cypher, that shit was pretty funny. See, we're allowed to say it's funny, but Demi Lovato is not, because the second she shared one of the memes, everyone told her to go overdose.
Oh, yeah,
she deleted her Twitter.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Man. Which is fucked up. Leave Demi alone, man.
All of it is so fucked up. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I mean, you should leave Demi Lovato alone, because joking about addiction is shitty, but also she really likes Unearth and Lamb of God, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Demi Lovato fucks.
She does.
This song was boring.
Yeah, if we were in the background of a party, I wouldn't be hurt, but I'm not going to save it.
I would never listen to it if there wasn't a beer in my hand.
Preferably in a red Solo cup.
Yes.
That's a pass from me, dog.
Yeah.
Pass in here.
I hope Quavo can find his voice again, because when he was on top of his game, he was on top of his game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next year, maybe 2020.
Maybe he'll run for president next year. Yeah,
Migos 2020.
they're the three-person package. Yeah. Can you imagine reading the United States presidents in textbooks? And you'd be like, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, with a line through it. And Migos.
He has an ad lib on one of Travis Scott's song, and it's just phenomenal. Like, all he says is phenomenal. The word phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Is, yeah. No, he's like, phenomenal. And it's just like the best ad lib I've ever heard. It's so, like, phonetically pleasing.
Then you've never heard Young Thug say, wishy washy, in the Usher song.
Oh, bro. Who are you talking to?
Like, you know all about it.
Yeah. Thugger is my boy.
Let's move forward. Goodbye, Mustard and Migos.
See ya. Next up is Crowbar from Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
No idea.
I was told to listen to these guys. Yeah, I think on a podcast.
Frank Carter is the dude.
What's the band name? And the Rattlesnakes?
Yes.
And the Rattlesnakes. That's a cool name.
Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, formed in 2015, English punk rock band.
Punk rock.
Yeah, the Frank Carter is the former frontman of Gallows.
Oh, sick. Yeah, Gallows, we talked about Gallows, yeah.
This is like his rock stuff.
I say, this is definitely that garage vibe kind of thing. And fuzz tones.
I could absolutely see this playing in a dive pub in, like, South London.
Hell yeah. I don't know what South London looks like, but I trust your judgment.
I was just there. It's really cool.
Hell yeah.
How was it? Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I went to Europe at the beginning of the year. It was really fun. I went to London, Paris, and Rome. And
what?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was awesome.
Dude.
Yeah. It was. I wanted to treat myself.
Well, good. That is a way to treat yourself, for sure. Holy shit.
It was really fun. We went to this bar called The Alchemist.
Yeah.
And I got my hopes up because I thought it was going to be like an FMA type bar. It wasn't. It was like a big science lab, though, so it was really cool.
And I was like, that's still up your alley. Yeah, it's just a different lane for you.
They make potion drinks. It was really neat. I had a smoky Manhattan.
Oh.
And they put dry ice in the Manhattan, and then they do this little thing with it where it like spins, and it just like.
It looks like an atom bomb coming up from
it. It legitimately looks like a mushroom cloud coming up.
Oh, shit.
That's really sick.
And it tasted good.
Dude, that's awesome, that traveling.
Yeah.
Get that passport, those stamps in your passport. That's what I'm trying to do this year.
As I say, you're talking about that all the time.
I'm just trying to get those stamps.
Do it. Do it. Do not wait. You learn quickly that, I don't know, like if I was 18 when I went, I would have done so much more. And we already did a lot. Like we were already getting home at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I wouldn't have slept.
Right.
Like, yeah. So do it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm on.
Even if it's just Canada or Mexico or something, just go.
Yeah.
I would say Latin America, we have a specific target for 2019.
El Salvador, baby.
Mm-hmm.
True. What's in El Salvador?
Our production partner, Edson, his family is from there. So he's got like family, friends. They own a bar down there. There's beaches. There's all sorts of nice shit.
Yeah. It's just his spot. Their spot.
It's their spot. So we just want them to take us around the spot. Just show the gringos what it's like.
Exactly.
Sounds smart.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Crowbar was good. I'm probably not going to save it.
Yeah, I like some of his other stuff, but it didn't fuck.
Yeah,
it lightly slapped.
It didn't catch my ear. Like I didn't stop talking to try and listen to it.
Yeah. It was all right, but it was a dive bar track.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Again, a
song I wouldn't listen to without a beer in my hand.
Two in a row.
Once again, but this time in a pint glass.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, bruv.
You want to take it to this next one?
Sure. This is going to be a little different. This is $1 Million by King 810.
Isn't this another new metal band?
This was one of the first of the like new metal revival.
The new wave bands. Of new metal.
This is like the true gift giver. This is like gift giver with an actual
with who's actually balls. Tough. Yeah,
I forgot gift giver was a band.
I for years ignored King 810 until I heard one of the new singles and I was like, okay, this is kind of tough. And I went through and like did some research. Like these guys have dropped off tours and like festivals and whatnot to go back to support Flint because they're from Flint, Michigan. And listening through their discography, almost everything's influenced by where they're from and whatnot.
That's really cool.
Yeah, the singer has also been stabbed, mugged, and shot before. So they're kind of like, I kind of feel like they might be like the real deal because a lot of these bands like front like that, but these guys, like, they have track records.
They have, you can hear the misery.
Absolutely, from living in Flint.
Yeah. You can hear the mercury poisoning. Right, that's what they have? Mercury poisoning?
Isn't it lead?
Yeah, lead poisoning. Same thing.
Mercury would have killed a lot more people, I think. Drinking thermometers.
Yeah, yummy.
This is interesting. It feels oddly nostalgic. I don't know, like I'm...
It's like new metal?
Like, yeah, like I'm walking home from school in 7th grade and opening LimeWire.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what this sounds like.
Is that a good thing?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really listened to much new wave of new metal other than like Cane Hill.
A lot of it's bad. A lot of it's bad. Slash. I'll let you know.
I do like Cane Hill though. Their new, I think it's called like Kill the Sun or something. It was pretty good.
We had one of their tracks on with Zach and Tim that was acoustic and it sounded like an Alice in Chains song, so that was pretty good. I've only saved that and one that Tristan showed me, which is Fountain of Youth.
Yeah.
The breakdown's pretty tough. The rest of the song is pretty generic, but the breakdown's tough as fuck.
They're really cool people too. I mean, Sharptooth went on tour with them right at the end of the year, so they got to know them too. And
yeah, they seem to get along really well. Well, it's kind of hard to not get along with Sharptooth unless you're a bigot.
It's very true.
Which there are a lot of. There are a lot of them.
Indeed.
Too many.
But that's what Sharptooth is going to take down. Sharptooth 2020. Let's vote him in.
Let's vote them fucking in, baby.
Right in the vote.
I mean, we're already going to have enough Democratic representatives. What is it, like 10 right now?
Eight
Democratic representatives that have already like come
it's
out
the reason called? That the Democrats are going to lose once again.
Oh, well, yeah. Where are my independent and libertarian parties? Where are those candidates?
I don't know.
How are we going to get a third and fourth party system?
Where's Ralph Nader?
As long as we don't have somebody who doesn't know what Aleppo was.
Well, yeah.
Would you run, Rohan?
No, I don't. I don't know. I feel like if I ran, I would be much too opinionated, and I would say the wrong thing and have to resign.
I vibe with that heavily. Oh, yeah, I forgot that fucking Pharrell and Tim are running. We declared that on the cast that Tim was here. Tim and Pharrell Williams are going to run together.
Tim O'Connell,
yes,
running for office. Don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh.
Hey, just you wait. The current guy that's in, nobody thought he would get there.
That's true.
That's true. That's true. Oh, man, can you imagine Tim's policies?
No sleeves on any shirts, ever.
I'll be chicken in every glove box.
You're only allowed to shave if your cat does it for you.
Oh, my God.
Love you, Tim.
Much love, Tim. Come back sometime.
Nah, you know it'd be even better?
I like these horns coming in here.
His dad. I don't know if you guys have ever met Tim's dad.
Never met Tim's dad.
He is Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, but real life.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, it'd be so funny. Sir, what do you want to do? Who gives a shit?
We're all gonna die.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. That was an interesting track. I'm not saving it. I still have to listen through the whole record, but...
$1 Million.
Yeah. That was a single they had from their newest record that just dropped like a week or so ago called Suicide King. I only listened to the front half, but the song Braveheart on there goes hard as fuck.
Damn.
Makes me feel vibe.
So all of their stuff isn't this like mellow?
No.
This is one of the more mellow songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll check out their other stuff.
There are a couple tracks that I can send you that are highlights.
Go for
so
it.
So you don't have
sure.
to go through all of it.
Go for it.
So where are we going next?
Taking a look
deep within ourselves. This is From the Inside by Kadinja.
Kadinja?
Where have I heard that name before?
Gent.
Sounds like intervals.
Yeah, Kadinja is, they fuck.
I've never heard of them.
They're formed in Paris, 2013.
Ah, French gent.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're French.
Yeah, they're French.
Like Gojira.
And hell yeah.
I would say this is they're like the French Periphery. They started around that same time, right? Yeah, 2013. When did Periphery 1 come out?
2010.
Yeah.
2010. Oh, so
I would say we were in college.
They were the second wave then.
That second wave of the gent.
They came out. They came out when Volumes was rising to fame, I guess, and like Structures.
Yeah.
Rings of Saturn. Just everyone that was on Slaughter Survivor. Seized. Conducting from the grave.
The Contortionist.
The Contortionist. Yeah. They were there too.
I love them so much. Even now.
I haven't kept up with their past two albums. It's not for me. I can respect the intricacy of it. It's not for me. I just want Exoplanet forever.
Oh yeah. Oh man, they played Oscillator when I saw them last.
I would shit.
I almost broke my hand. Moshing so hard.
Understandably.
Damn, yeah.
That album has such a special place in my heart.
Absolutely. Flourish and Primal Directive are like burned into my brain.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Primal Directive is something else, bro.
The little singing interlude in Flourish is so beautiful.
It's so pretty. It offsets really perfectly.
Offset 2020.
Offset. I have not voted for Offset.
He's honestly the best solo artist out of all three of them.
See, I say he's my favorite. I think within their discography, I think Takeoff has the best verses.
Takeoff definitely has the most lyrically inclined verses. I think
Offset's still my favorite though.
Quavo's got the best voice, and Offset is the most consistent.
I can agree with that. You know, for a gent song that has clean vocals, I'm not hating this.
Yeah, they walk the line very well.
Yeah.
Do you
don't like gent with clean vocals?
A lot of the stuff outside of like the big ones, like Periphery, I love their clean vocals.
Tesseract?
I don't like Tesseract.
Yeah, see that's Tesseract it. Yeah, I really like Tesseract.
I'm like 50-50 on a lot of
Altered
shit.
State was so good in my opinion. Destiny Potato though.
Destiny Potato folks.
They're really good. David Maximicic, I believe is his
don't
name.
Don't even get me started on him, dude. I fucking love him.
He's so good.
I posted that status recently asking people what they think a perfect song is, and mine was Who Bit the Moon, because this song has everything, dude.
I don't remember what I said, but I know I commented on that.
You probably said Mo Bamba by Sheck West.
I don't think I did.
It's fire track though. It is fire track.
Very Periphery.
These are interesting, harsh vocals.
Listen to Spencer Sotelo once.
At first I thought it was it sounded like a dying cat at first, but I dig it.
Yeah, I gotta like it. Gotta like that dying jaguar. It's an injured lynx.
Injured lynx.
Fox mating call. That's the one thing about gent, is that if it didn't have stellar production, chances are it was subpar.
Yeah. Makes a very big deal for this type of music, you're right.
I think that helped in heavy music's evolution, though, because now bands who are, you know, kids who used to be in genty, spacey metalcore bands moved to different genres and now care about the production of their music.
Yep.
And it's not like, yeah, I mean, I understand having the raw feel to it. But most of the time, when you hear a record with the quote-unquote raw feel, it's still produced.
It's heavily produced, yeah. But
to sound that way.
Exactly. Yeah. And there is a big difference between sounding raw and
recording with a toaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we can get Ryan back on the cast to explain all of that, because lots of his favorite records sound like they're recorded on a fucking Kit Kat.
Yeah.
It goes, though, because he's into, like the punkier side of hardcore. So, like, it works for that. But if you recorded, like, this like that, it's just going to sound like fucking
trash. You're not going to hear any of it.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I feel like gent sets itself up a lot of times, because then the live show needs to sound just like the record. And I think that takes away one of the aspects
samples
of live
on
shows.
Samples on sample.
Yeah. I feel like it's an armchair listening kind of experience. It's the intellectuals heavy music.
Unless you were in my prog band, then we played beatdown shows because why not?
We did the same thing. We were like a chaotic, like progressive hardcore band, and we just played with like Berserker and shit.
Let's
like that.
Let's play hardcore shows. Where it's like people like wait for 15 seconds.
Dude, we got shit rocking a couple of times. The traffic cone mosh, that went viral on Twitter. That was awesome.
Nice. I loved that. I don't think I'm going to save From the Inside.
Yeah, they have better tracks.
It was good, though. It was good, though. If they have better tracks, send them my way.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Because I liked their sound, but...
They sound a lot like North Lane to me. I don't really like North Lane.
They have a song called Good Luck, Have Fun. GLHF.
GLHF.
They have a song called GLHF. That shit fucking... It rules. It's
I'm
real
down.
Good.
I mean, I'm always down for the mid-2010 space core.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, what do we got?
We've got... little bit of a jump. This is I Want to Be a Dog by Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Okay. I love Teenage Bottle Rocket.
They're really fun. They're just like easily consumable punk rock.
I believe their drummer passed away.
Yes, he did.
It was very sad.
A couple years ago.
Dang.
I'm glad to see they're still going.
They're still going?
The first song I ever heard from them was They Call Me Steve, and the whole song is written from the perspective of Steve from Minecraft. It's ridiculous. I love it, though.
I remember watching them on Warped Tour and just being blown away by how like carefree they sounded.
Yeah.
They just have fun, dude. Their music's really fun. It reminds me of like the Enema of the State era pop punk. That like kind of pop punk that would be on the radio.
It's not they always gave me a Swellers vibe.
Oh yeah.
I dig this.
Yeah, same. This is nice.
I think they did a tour with Big D and the Kids Table that I went to. It was really cool.
That's an interesting combo. I like that. I've seen Big D a couple times.
Keep ska alive. It'll never fucking die.
It's because the people who play ska don't die. Really Fish is like in their 40s. Same with like Less Than Jake.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are in assisted living centers and still playing.
They are.
They got other people skanking.
They infiltrate other genres of music now.
This is true.
They're infiltrating the heavy music genre.
Oh my god.
They are.
You mean with like saxophone solos and shit?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dog Crash and Disco, they're a ska band.
Technically ska? Yes. That's so good. I also want to be a dog.
I feel like this speaks to our generation.
Absolutely. Millennials want to be dogs.
Reincarnation? I want to be a dog.
You know, that's actually really scary, a really scary parallel. I talk about that all the time. Wanting to be a dog. That was a great track, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Was Same that new? Me. I don't remember ever
that is new.
Okay.
This is released on Radar.
Yeah, it's released. Right. It's your fucking taurine potion.
Yeah, no, it's fucking me up. I'm like shaking the bench over here.
The Alchemist 2, baby.
Man, you're like convulsing. Are you all right?
I'm ready. I want to go running after this.
All right. Yeah, no, that was a cool track, but that's like a really scary thing because I always talk about wanting to be a like Labrador or a black lab in an upper middle class family.
Yo.
Not rich, because then they don't have time for you.
Right.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, I mean, there's nothing against the poor. The poor people have been taken advantage of, but
hot takes.
I want comfort. I want comfort. You know, I want upper middle class, so I have whatever I want. I have the space I want. My family pays attention to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And I get to live. And I get to sometimes, you know, go in the pool because we have a pool.
You know what I thought about? All right, so hang with me here. This is a long one. I've been watching Mankind, The History of Us All, off of History Channel. Great, great, great program, by the way.
Actually, history.
And they like talk about like how man really first started growing when it formed its connections with dogs, like in like thousands and thousands of years ago. I think I would like to be reincarnated as the first dog to be domesticated. Like, think how badass that dog was. Like, you know what? This will be good.
Like, you know what?
This will be good.
I fuck with you, Ape.
This is a good idea. Yeah,
this is a good idea. I'm going to get some free food from you. I'm going to help you find shit. And we're just going to rule the North. Let's do this.
On the plane home from Rome, I watched this movie that came out.
Shoulders off.
I watched this movie that came out last year. It's called Alpha.
Yeah.
It's about a tribe from like 10,000 years ago where one of the tribe leader's sons fell off a cliff and survived and tried to get home, and wolves attack him. He injures one nurses it back to health, and domesticates it.
What?
It's pretty badass.
But the kicker, so they go home together, and she, like, saves him from, like, a whole bunch of things, and then he tries to save her, and he thinks that she dies, right? Nope. She was just knocked up. So she had little wolf puppies when they got back to the tribe, right? Oh. So domestication of doggies.
Then they hand them out to the children of the ruler there, and then they visited Cersei, and then Ned got beheaded, and they all got separated.
Yeah, that's how
it went. Lannister always pays his debts.
That's how it starts. Yeah. That's how that shit starts.
No, it was pretty good, though. I love dogs.
Same.
More than people.
Same.
I want to be a dog. Teenage Bottle Rocket. That's a save in my book.
It's a save for me.
Yep.
Where are we going next?
Children of the Dead.
Is this going to be as a
Norma
as
a Jean?
Oh, new Norma Jean?
New Norma
what?
Jean, baby.
Where have I been?
Norma Jean has been consistently parties. Putting out fucking great music.
Absolutely.
Bangers.
For like
absolute
ever.
Bangers.
This
ooh,
is,
it's already Southern.
This is produced raw.
Yes.
Aren't they like 42? How are they doing this?
Yeah, they're old as fuck.
They're in a competition with Real Big Fish to see who retires first.
Yeah.
Oh, they're from Traplanta. And currently based in Arkansas.
Probably because rent is hella cheap and they can afford some nice houses out there.
They bought a house for $500 cash, no questions. When was their first record?
I really like this.
2002.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, Bless the Martyr.
Yeah. Bless the Child.
Mm-hmm.
It's not often. Maybe it's just like we were born in a good time and we're just like listening to the right sound of time, like style of music, but it's not often you hear, I guess maybe this is just my experience, but it's not often that you see a band come out with like a groundbreaking album right off the bat, like Bless the Martyr, Kiss the Child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then proceed for the next 15 years to still put out good shit.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah. That's really
like
rare.
It happens in like the heavy music scene though. We've seen it a couple of times. I mean, Architects.
Every Time I Die.
Every Time I Fucking Die.
Yep.
Deftones.
Deftones. Like, and maybe that's just the sign of great artists, whatever, but
I guess it's the silver lining of being a millennial is that we're blessed with some of these fantastic artists.
God, plus, so there's all this crossbreed between genres now, whether it's like hip hop and metal or cross genre shows with like pop punk and hardcore. And I think It's really cool that we can at least try to be more inclusive.
Hell.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that really did kind of just start with our generation, because I remember when we were playing shows, that's when they started doing like pop punk and hardcore bands together, like beat down and pop punk, easy core and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And that's just in the alternative scene, but you know, like I'm talking about Travis Scott wearing Exodus shirts in his music videos, like.
Mm-hmm. Or Fall Out Boy touring with MGK and Every Time I Die.
Yeah, and Every Time I Die. Yeah. Or Lil Yachty's favorite band being Slipknot, or Lil Uzi loving Paramore so much he wants to marry Hayley Williams.
Right.
Like, Post Malone loving Infinite Annihilator.
Him, his little Easy Core August Burns Red cover band that he would in high school. You could. There's a picture of him with like super curly hair just crabcoring. It's so funny.
Hell yeah.
The dream.
Ooh. Build up.
Ooh. Massive.
Ooh. Dude, that's one thing Norma Jean does, is they know how to make some massive fucking riffs.
Absolutely.
I would break faces to this song.
Dude, they have this track, if you got it, you got it at 5, you got it at 100, I think. Yeah, if you've got it at 5, you got it at 50. And it's, the entire song is like pretty much just like a build up, and towards the end of it, it's just like one of the fattest riffs I've ever heard in my life.
Sick.
And it just, I don't know how they do it, but it's just, it's fucking gross. So yeah,
I love that.
Children of the Dead.
That's a save from me.
Save from me too.
Big mood.
Big fucking mood.
Big fucking mood.
I have a feeling this will be more disappointing than that.
What's on the list?
We've got It Comes Naturally, the demo version by Set My Friends on Fire.
Oh my god.
Remember these guys?
So many throwbacks.
I love how it's just released
Yeah, this, like, what? This track? This is the lead single off their second album, which was abysmal.
Do you remember how they got big?
So long ago. Fucking covering Soulja Boy.
Because of Smosh.
Sex Ed. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep, Sex Ed.
This is a band and genre that did not age well.
What is this?
This is infinitely better than the version that they put out. I'll tell you that for sure.
Oh, man. I just got transported to Hot Topic in 2009. Oh, Chris, you're still working there.
No, I'm not.
No, I know. I'm saying in my daydream.
Don't put me there. Don't put me in that box.
In my daydream, I walk in and you got your little lanyard and you're...
I'll always have such a soft spot for this type of garbage.
I remember,
it's a specific garbage.
I remember when Hydrakill opened for them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Nice. It went about exactly as you would expect.
Did not blow real well. I think people in the crowd are in their stinger skinny jeans are like, where are the synths?
Well, it was weird because, I mean, we opened for them in 2016. So that was only 3 years ago.
They were still playing music in 2016.
No, that was the start of their comeback.
Yeah, oh. I remember that.
Yeah,
second comeback.
We played with them at the Auto Bar, and there were like, I don't know, like 100 people there, maybe?
Yeah.
And most of them were like 22, 23-year-olds who had listened to them as kids and didn't want to mosh anymore, yeah. So they're all just doing the whole cross arms, nod your head thing. But how can you do that to a band like this?
I don't know. You cannot.
Oh, jeez. The album version of this song came out in 2011.
Jesus Christ.
And this came up on my release radar this fucking week in February of 2019. Oh, here comes the breakdown, boys.
Yeah.
Panic for skinny kids to windmill.
Whirlybirds.
Whirlybirds
all over the place.
Them tippy towers.
Snake bites.
Oh, God.
Studded belts. Chain wallets.
I do not miss snake bites. I do not miss snake bites. I think that's probably one of my least favorite.
I'm a sucker for a good septum piercing, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
That's good. I think a septum piercing can be classy almost.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's regal. It's royal, you know?
It really is. But snake bites are just fucking dumb.
Yeah. Snake bites are dumb. The spider bite one was dumb.
Hot takes.
God,
hot takes.
I hate spider bite.
Again, do you, but it's dumb.
Snake spider bites? 4.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Or I do like the like cheek dermals. I like those.
The dimple piercings.
Yeah, I love those.
On the right people.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Agreed.
I would never do it, but I think looking at it.
I think eyebrow piercings too are a specific person kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I mean if it's on like the right, I don't know, if you have the right face for it.
I think girls and guys can pull it off, but it's a specific person.
I have met one girl I thought it looked good on. Everyone else, I assume they're white trash.
I met a dude personally. Actually, the lead singer of a band called Threat Signal.
Oh,
his voice, he actually sounds a lot like Chester Bennington. It's weird.
Oh.
But yeah, he has an eyebrow piercing, and it looks really good.
Eyebrow piercings.
Not for me, bro. Not for me, man. I'm not going to say that. I have the original version, and like it was fun, little nostalgic to throw back to. I have a little Seenie Weenie playlist I could put that on, but...
Why would you?
I have the original version.
So there's only one reason why I wouldn't save that song.
And why is that?
Because I'm an adult now.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
No hate to anyone who likes this as an adult. It's just that I can speak for myself. I was heavily into that style of music in, you know, like 2009 to like 2011, 12 or whatever.
Oh no, I was a metal elitist. I went from System of a Down and Slipknot to Necrophagist and Spawn of Possession. And now I'm just like, yeah, if it makes kids swing, I will write it.
That just makes me feel like you smelt bad.
I did, dude. I was fat and gross and, you know, 319 pounds
windmill.
Of pure incel. I was a terrible kid. Oh, man, if I could punch 2011 me in the face, I would repeatedly.
Big fucking mood. Big fucking mood.
So I think the conclusion here is that If you like this, if you like It Comes Naturally when I set my friends on fire, that's all right, but we just have taste.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Hey, bad taste is taste, okay?
You're right.
You cooked them.
Oh, man. Let's move forward, please.
All right. Coming up. Coming at you.
Hell yeah.
New Rotting Out. This is Reaper.
Oh man, rotting out his back. Oh, I'm so
I guess
happy.
Walter Delgado got the charges dropped, or he did his time, or whatever. Ooh. Good to see some things don't change.
Who needs guns out? Like you've got rotting out.
Oh. Hell yeah. Walter sounds grosser than he used to.
That's what prison does to you. That's what time does to a man.
I guess. It made Gucci better.
I want my teeth to be as white as his.
Damn.
True.
That bass sounds sick. It's a nice bass tone.
Yeah, that is nice.
It's like a perfect punk bass tone. It's when everybody's running across the stage.
Yep. I wasn't gonna throw it tonight.
Oh man.
I don't know if I'm going to throw it tonight.
I'm in danger.
Oh, this is so sick.
Like,
oh,
exactly what you said, the meme. I'm not going to throw down tonight. That part plays fucking elbow drop from the second floor.
I love the one where it's just a three panel comic strip, and it's like a couple, and one of them says, the girl says, I want to break up, and then the next panel is the guy saying, I want to break down. And then the last panel is him just throwing down.
Oh, man.
That was so sick.
Dude, it's really a testament to being a good hardcore band, this amount of shit you can get done in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
That was a minute and 44 seconds, and it had it all.
Amazing.
Fucking quality.
That song was, like, I felt my face getting hit and bloodied at a skate park somewhere.
You know
it's Fearcliff. Specifically.
Rest in peace, Fearcliff, man.
Pour some out.
He'll come back.
Maybe. Well, that's a save for me.
That's a save for me, for sure.
Same.
I love rotting out.
Nice.
What you got coming up?
We're going to turn left here. This is a new single. This is Spendin' by Olive McConan featuring Gucci Mane.
Oh, prison. Two songs in a row.
Gucci. Double prison. I know McConan's style of rap is an acquired taste. I like some of it, some of it I don't like. But he was one of the OGs of like Atlanta trap music. He was ahead of his time. Migos actually did him very dirty because they did a track together. Then McConan came out as gay, and then Migos waited till the song fell off the charts and then chastised him for being gay.
Fucked up. It's messed shitty. Up. Not voting. Not voting for Offset.
Not voting for Offset anymore.
McConan and Pharrell, 2020.
McConan and Pharrell, I can vote for that. We're not getting you off the bill, Tim. You're still there.
Yeah, you're still.
There's just
still
an addition now. Motherfucking big
ballers trying to look at me funny like oh shit, really oh, shit. God
damn, is it oh you gotta hit that sign, bro. You know shit, I didn't even think about it. Like Jack Rabbits,
cause I'm winning. Oh, we're good.
This is fun. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, Sam. I can fuck with this.
His flow is reminiscent of Lil B without the freestyle.
Hell yeah. I support Lil B.
I support Lil B too.
I'm trying to think of what it reminds me of, but I'm not going to think of it. I'm excited for Gucci's verse. Gucci will jump on literally any track.
I love Gucci Mane.
Same.
Have you read his book?
I have not.
It's worth the read.
Absolutely.
It's a fucking book?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's great.
What's it called?
I don't
she
remember.
She looked just like a lemon by Gucci Mane.
I'm about to fucking look this up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to read? I'm trying to read Keith Buckley's two books. He just released the second one. I gotta get those. I'm gonna put on my Amazon wish list.
That's
what I want for my birthday.
Hell yeah, okay.
Speaking of Gucci, did you guys hear the bullshit that they pulled? The clothing brand?
No.
No.
Did they trademark the name Gucci so you can't say it's Gucci anymore?
No. By the way, I think the autobiography is just the autobiography of Gucci Mane.
Oh, it's just an autobiography.
Either way, Gucci, the clothing company, released a sweater, and it's in like a turtleneck sweater.
Oh yeah,
sweater,
that was bad.
But it rolls up over your face, right?
Yeah.
And it's an all black sweater. Fine, it's okay. You can have an all black sweater that rolls up over your face. It had plump red lips where the lips were, and a mouth hole.
that straight up made it look like the most stereotypical blackface trope ever. Like everything you saw from blackface in like the early 1900s is what it was reminiscent of.
It looked like Mr. Popo.
And they actually put, it did. And they actually put it out and they got so much heat for it. And all I can think about is like some intern just putting this design together and like having it come out and in theory, thinking it would be so cool. And then in practice, just seeing it come out and being like, Oh,
I just wonder how like shit like that for companies that big, how it gets through so many people and still not one person's like, here's an idea that might be kind of racist.
Willful ignorance. I guarantee that it crossed their mind and they released it anyway.
Fuck.
What was the, I heard a recent one that, what company, Adam was saying this the other night, like some company was putting out for Black History Month, like a line of clothing and they were,
it was Adidas.
Adidas, right.
Everything was all white.
What?
Yep. They pulled it.
I don't know. I'm no one to speak on that. I don't know.
I mean, I their colors, whatever, but I mean like Black History Month, I feel like if you, why would you make an all white shoe?
Step on the white man.
I guess, but
soil the white man.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't feel like as though I can adequately speak on that issue without stepping on toes.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Hot takes.
Adidas toes. They're just, want you to put your toes in them, but instead they're stepping on them.
And that's what they do. Well, I'm going to save spending. Spending was fun.
It was fun.
It's going on my playlist.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Big corporations are interesting.
Corporations suck. Spending doesn't.
No.
Corporate America honks.
I haven't given I Love McConan much of a chance. I feel like I should listen to more of his stuff.
A handful of his tracks are really good.
You should love McConan.
Yeah. I love McConan.
I'm gonna learn how to love McConan.
How to Learn to Love McConan by Chris Morley.
I'd read it.
I'd read that.
Thanks. I just need to learn how to read first.
Sound out.
You don't go to Nashville.
you forget how to read once you cross the line into Nashville. Yeah,
1 in 8 people that go to Nashville forget how to read.
Could you imagine if that was the statistic? Oh my God, that would be so ridiculous.
It's like fucking Silent Hill, but for illiteracy. All right, we're hard left in here. Bring it, boy.
Yeah.
I'm all about this.
Blood Eagle, Periphery.
Oh boy.
Hi, we're in our 30s.
Yeah. No, yeah, I was saying, like, when they said, oh, new song, I was like, oh, man, it's going to sound pretty dad rocky, isn't it? I bet Spencer's just going to have some real nice cleans or whatever. And then it dropped, and I thought I was listening to Meshuggah for a second.
Dude, for years, Spencer's been saying, he's like, oh, Protest the Hero went the right way. We should just do all clean vocals. Screaming's overrated.
And then they left,
dropped shit like this.
But then they left Sumerian and didn't have to. Well, no, I don't know if they left. But then that whole thing with Ash came out where he was like, Periphery needs to be radio rock. And this is just like a big fuck you to him.
Yeah.
Saying like that Periphery wouldn't be successful if they didn't conform to that kind of sound.
They wouldn't be successful if they didn't start their own fucking genre, pretty much. Or at least pour life into a genre that wasn't really noticed at the moment.
Periphery is to Jed what Linkin Park was to nu metal. Yeah. They weren't the first one, but they were like the one to crack it open, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know. Like, when they were on Sumerian, I believe their deal was that they got full creative freedom and that they were able to write whatever they wanted.
Well, they turned him down like 3 times until then.
Right, yeah. And I mean, like, Ash of Ildan being the owner of it is trying to, you know, he's trying to make money now. So he's just saying that Periphery could be so much more successful if they do it like this. And Periphery was like, it's not your band, dude.
Yeah.
Like, chill. And so, I don't know. I think even if it wasn't the motive behind this, I think subconsciously they were like, we should just go balls to the wall heavy to show them that we can be successful without it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm digging every band that's doing that right now because there are a bunch of bands that are fucking doing it. And because
that's what kids are into now, yes. Man.
Oh, what's what they've been into? It's what we've all been into.
Exactly.
It's just like finally realizing, oh, yeah, all right, yeah, let's just go as fucking heavy balls to the wall as we can. Let's just do our sound as fucking aggressively as possible.
I'm so here for it.
Yeah, I hope every track, or I mean, I'm okay if there's a couple of filler slow tracks, but I hope the majority of the new album is like this.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of this the album? It's called P4 Hail Stan. It wasn't a joke. They released the album name and I was just like, are you serious?
Hail,
like,
Stan.
Hail Stan.
Their album names are ridiculous.
Wasn't it just P1, P2, and then P3 was...
This Time It's Personal.
This Time It's Personal was 2. P3 was something else.
I don't even remember 3, because I honestly fell off with Peripheral for a little bit because I fell out of Gent, and then I'm coming back into it because of shit like this.
Yeah.
This is like the second heaviest thing I've ever heard them do. I think still the heaviest is the closing track of P2, like Muramasa or whatever. The whole outro is just like a straight beatdown with a fucking like...
Oh, Masamune?
Masamune, yes.
Yeah.
That shit's so fucking gross. For like 3 minutes straight.
Yeah, that I love P1 and P2.
You know, same. The art of the outro riff, it's been forgotten. Mm-hmm. It's sorely forgotten.
The new Gradual Slip song has a real good one. It straight up sounds like Kublai Khan. I'm so excited to
bring it back. Bring it back. Bring back the outro riff.
We need intros. And we do it for live sets, and we need fucking outros.
Mm-hmm. God, those are the glory days. I miss intros.
I miss Sam Pyle.
I miss playing an intro that like wasn't recorded or studio anywhere.
It's just the
intro to your live set.
It was so good. We used to fucking do an intro over Bloody Beetroots featuring Steve Aoki. I can't remember what song Nacon posted on my wall recently.
Yeah,
it started with the clock then. Warp 1.9 or something
Warp
like that.
Warp 1.9 by Bloody Beetroots. Steve Aoki. Yeah.
I want to convince...
Fucks.
I want to convince the Gradual Slip guys to start our set with the second half of A Place for My Head.
Ooh.
Because I feel like
that's
would
a heavy
fit,
fucking song.
It would fit our style. Like, I mean, I would do the intro where it'd be like... And then, like,
as much as I would love that, I always advise against doing any kind of covers.
Yeah,
ever.
But
it'd
be
fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you start with a cover.
At this point, fuck it. I think it'd be fun because it has it's got a super mosh riff where he's like, just you try to get the best of me, go away, and then it's just like.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. I support you.
I feel like for a band with 4 songs, it's a good way to get people hyped up.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think you should try and fit the circus riff into it. and then it gets a stamp of approval.
Deal.
I just want to hear Tristan's fucking beefy voice. Go on board!
And then his little whiny Paper Trails voice comes back in.
Oh, man.
I want to be another thing.
I hate when you start to go understand. I'm sorry about my tweet.
Ooh. This is gross. I've had this save for like a week.
Yeah, that's a save.
I've listened to this song a lot in the past couple of days. Ooh, that little bulb.
Yep.
Little throwback in there.
You thought we wouldn't notice, Misha.
Dissonant noodles. They're back. Oh, I'm so excited.
Dissonant noodles.
Dissonant fucking noodles.
That'd be a great prog band.
Yeah, it would.
Hello, we are Dissonant Noodles.
Opening for Destiny Potato.
True.
Speaking of songs that we've listened to a lot in the past few days, I've listened to this song like 50 times in the past like 4 days.
Yeah, I think I listened to it like 5 times yesterday.
What is it?
This is No Love / No One by Gideon.
Oh, I gotta get up. I'm sorry.
Get in position.
They're back, baby.
They're fucking back. Holy
we
shit.
Know they had a couple missteps.
I haven't stage dived in so long, but I think it's gonna happen. I mean, stage dove, I guess. Dived really isn't a word. Well, anyway,
first time I ever heard Gideon was live. I think you guys opened for him at one point. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Yeah,
that was my first time hearing them, and I bought a T-shirt and the album.
Dude, they were fucking sick that night too.
Yeah, well, they were coming off their second album with like Gutter and Prodigal Son and shit.
I think they opened Prodigal Son. Just that phaser.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
That was with Ivan Breather, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh man.
hard. Good old EDM.
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I just got chills. So I was like,
I literally rewound. I started the song over again. My first time hearing it, I was like, all right, hold up.
So I did with a new Black Tongue.
New Black Tongue was really well written. I was kind of taken aback at their lateral movement genre wise.
Yeah, they're like doom metal with breakdowns. I love it.
Yeah,
best of both worlds.
They needed to add something like a fresh splash to their music. That was it too.
That whole album is just like sinister. Yeah. I love it.
Dude, what was you were saying you were driving back from a show or something like
with Rohan and Zach? Yeah, and we're just taking all back roads, just super dark and whatnot. We're just listening through that album. It was the perfect soundscape for us getting murdered by a demon.
Oh, for those who can't see, I'm windmilling.
For our listeners at home, there are some dang whirly birds.
Dang old whirly birds.
Oh, pick it up, baby. I love this part.
Bring back the ride cymbal.
I'm a ride. Yes, I'm all about fight riffs.
Yeah, this is.
Oh man, I'm sitting. How can I two-step?
Just the shoulders. Just let your feet hang down.
I think I'll kick back and forth.
That closed hi-hat, bro. God.
Triplet.
I love how they're building. Excuse me. I love how they're building like two separate statements in this one riff.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's nice to see.
It is very nice. They're back in their prime again.
If and when the Ghost Inside ever makes a comeback, they better be direct support.
Yes. Front and back, side to fucking side.
Game over.
I want to see your fucking blood. Still on the hi-hat. God, I admire that.
Yep. Mike grabs galore.
This is the part. This is the fucking part.
Oh, God.
Not yet.
Just clenched. I'm clenched waiting for the fucking...
This is literally war music. This is like the American version of a haka.
True.
Just Gideon saving the fuck out of that.
Yeah, that's a
one of my
safe.
Favorite songs to come out this year so far.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
God. Thanks, Gideon.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting back in your prime.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. What do we have up next?
This is Asymmetrical by Johnny Booth.
Who the fuck is Johnny Booth?
Yeah.
Jay Booth. Let me tell you all about Johnny Booth.
Like John Wilkes Booth?
I think it might
fuck
be.
Fuck that
actually.
Guy.
Like Abraham Lincoln should not listen to this.
Yeah, I don't think.
Or at least see him live.
He's triggered as fuck listening to it.
Can you imagine someone named Abe Lincoln seeing Johnny Booth live?
Yeah, these guys are from Long Island?
That's a good spot for chaos.
Albany?
I like that tone.
This isn't the Death Note riff. Maximum the Hormone.
Shout out, come on the pod.
This is kind of sick.
Yeah, they're pretty gross.
That's a riff.
I love the bendy pull-off staccato riffs.
Some of his screams there kind of reminded me of, like, Danza 3.
Yeah, they give me, like, very, God, they're from Long Island, New York. They don't have much information about them anywhere.
They like to stay low-key.
Have you guys heard of Frontier?
I have heard of Frontier.
They are ridiculous.
Yes,
it is so good.
Yeah.
I love them.
I haven't really listened to them. You'll have to show me a starting point.
Gotcha. The first album. There's only two.
Hell yeah. That's easy enough.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh god, I'm reading their bio and I thought it said that they started in the 1980s, but no. They just have the mindset early 1980s underground thrash.
What?
I don't get that.
Where? This?
Yeah, that's what they say. Alright, so this is Andrew Herman.
Well, Granite State calls himself a punk band.
Yeah, so.
Okay. But I mean, like,
I guess.
They have one album out called Connections, and it fucking rips. These guys are really fucking good.
Yep, this is a great 1980s thrash band.
They're not 1980s. They started with the mindset of the 1980s.
That's how they started, and then they just got disgusting.
So the rock star attitude.
I guess so, yeah.
But they wanted to be fast, and they're like, you know what? Being slow is heavy. They got riffs, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they got fucking riffs.
Yeah, I like
very,
this.
Very Dead End Divine kind of feel.
Yeah. Oh. I kind of get a mix of, like, Under Oath somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yes.
The chords and the subsequent tom fills are quite reminiscent of, like, Under Oath.
Not their last record.
Yeah, their EP, The Bronze Age, all five of those tracks fucking rip.
Sick.
Fucking rip.
These random little, like, kind of melodic parts are different. I'm liking them.
Ooh, a little spoken word.
It's very Set to Stun for me.
Sounds like a nursery rhyme.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Set to Stun does parts like this all the time. Can't wait for their new record to disappoint me, maybe.
Don't you wish you saw them live?
No. Not at that cost.
Yeah, yeah.
They're opening for Escape the Fate.
Can't pay
I'm
that.
I'm not paying for Escape the Fate.
Can't pay for that.
You're right.
In, like, Richmond, too.
I like this.
Yeah, this is nice. I was kind of expecting, like, an ending breakdown, but this is, like, really giving a sense of chaos.
I got the harmonics.
I love harmonics. I'm a sucker for harmonics.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Asymmetrical.
Yeah,
Johnny Booth.
I'm saving that.
Check out Johnny Booth. They're a good fucking band.
Got it.
God, that would have been the perfect ending point, and here I go ruining it.
Now this could be wonderful.
Yeah.
What do we have?
This is Make Him Run with the exclamation point, and is EEM. This is that Bass Santana, XXXTentacion, and Ski Mask the Slump God.
Oh.
Who?
Ski Mask.
I love Ski Mask. Who else was on that song?
Bass Santana?
Uh-huh.
Tentacion.
And Tentacion.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's kind of canceled, but he's also dead.
Yeah, nope. Doesn't ring a bell.
Never heard of him.
Heard that.
Who is Bass Santana?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I like Ski Mask.
Yeah, Ski Mask.
Ski Mask is fun.
Ski Mask, he's got also a cypher.
Yeah. He kind of reminds, he's like the modern trap version, like ODB. He just has like a funny voice.
Yeah.
He bites other people's flows, but like he's still fun. Not a lot about this guy on the internet. He must be a new boy. As he was on the OG Tentacion mixtape.
I don't know. For that, like, scary rap, I've been listening to Scarlord.
Scarlord's almost, like, too edgy for me.
I love it.
Like, I listened to Heart Attack, and, like, I thought that shit banged for, like, a month, and I was like, this is... It's a little much.
Yeah, it's over the top, but I think that's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hello there. It's like a good version of Suicide Boys.
Don't get me started on them.
I don't want to get started on them either.
God.
I feel like Tentacion and Peep have released more music since they died than when they were alive.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, they released a song together also.
Well, I hate to say it, but you gotta make that guap.
This is true.
You gotta make that guap.
Gotta leave their people in a good spot.
Yeah. Hopefully the money's going to the right places.
I'm hoping so.
Hey!
I think it's strange because if Lil Peep knew
what we know about X now, he wouldn't have released the song with him. So I think that's kind of a spit on his grave.
In a way, I think so. But I mean, he wanted, I assume that he wanted all of his art released, like no matter what.
That's true, because I'm sure.
Everything he made was with the purest of intentions.
When his mom released the song, I'm sure that was her intention, and I'm sure that was like what he would have wanted.
Yeah, you know? She knows that his fans would want to hear everything that he's done. No ski mask.
The beat kind of goes.
It does.
It's good production.
Ski mask is also from Broward County, Florida.
You know who else is from Broward County, Florida?
Who?
Bloodbather. Listen to fucking Bloodbather.
Bloodbather.
Oh my god, they're so good. And they're the funniest people. Oh, they're hilarious.
Fucking Bloodbather in Boston.
Flesh art. Yeah, I remember that song. Bro.
A Bloodbather in Boston.
A Bloodbather in Boston.
Bloodbath and Beyond.
They're really, really good. And they're really good people.
You played with them recently, didn't you?
No, I was on a couple of days of the Sharptooth run with them.
Oh, that's where I saw that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I know I've seen their name floating around.
They are fantastic.
Bloodbather. I'm going to check them out. Sounds like a badass name.
Broward County Hardcore.
Yo, I wish I'd seen them.
I'm not going to save that track.
I wish I could save that beat.
Right?
I wish I could just save
maybe,
that beat.
Maybe it's on his. Maybe it's on his SoundCloud. Maybe you can freestyle over it.
Oh, yeah. I'll put out a track.
It was a great beat.
It was. Well, I'm not saving that either. That was make him rum.
Make him run.
Make him run. Make him run.
Make him run.
There you go. Make him run.
Make him run, boy.
Have you all considered voice acting?
Kind of.
That's what this podcast is.
Exactly. This is voice our practice. Acting.
Yeah, this is just practice.
This is your submission.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly.
This is the pre-portfolio to the portfolio.
Of course, of course.
you have the experience, and then you make the portfolio.
There you go.
Don't worry about it. I believe you guys. Okay, you're gonna do very well. Don't worry.
Oh,
you'll be successful. Very, very successful.
I'm using all of these as my own.
Wow, JD, you just had a full conversation with yourself for an hour and a half. That was really impressive.
Thanks, man.
Well, I guess.
All right. Well, we made it through, guys.
Wow.
That means one thing. We need an MVP. What was the best song of this cast?
No Love, No One.
Norma Jean.
True.
Blood Eagle was really good. There were actually some really good tracks on here. Oh, and then Change by Architects is here too.
Oh, yeah. That I think I might go with Periphery because they're Periphery.
Oh, the Blood Eagle. The Blood Eagle has spoken.
Meta. No Love, No One.
I say No Love, No One.
No Love.
Oh, the Gideon track. Yeah. No, Gideon track. Okay, yeah, I changed my mind. Yeah.
I feel like that's in a year when we're doing the battles, that's going to make it. I'm still going to be geeking about that fucking.
Whatever guests we have are going to shit their pants their first time hearing that track.
Straight up battle music.
Oh my God. Fucking war music. So yeah, we've done it, guys. We made it through Release Radar number 23.
Very nice.
Well, Rohan, thank you so much for coming back on. It's always a pleasure to have you, man.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to do this. I'm glad that you have graced me with the chance to do it once again.
Our door is always open to you.
Always fucking open.
Wonderful. Excellent.
In fact, you brought us our outro track. What is this?
I did. This song is called The Gates of Disorder by Gunship.
By Gunship.
They are a retro-futuristic synthwave band. I don't know really. I haven't read much on like who they are or what they're about.
That's more than I know.
But they are incredible. And last segment, I had mentioned a band called The Midnight, which I think JD checked out and it was pretty into it.
They're good.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. And like they're also like retro futuristic synthwave. And I have a comparison. Like they sound like a neon soaked drive through the pouring rain in LA in like 1985.
Yeah.
Whereas this band sounds like you're flying through the air in a fluorescent lit sky on a glowing hoverboard.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
I love it. I see that they have a track called Artemis and Parzival, so I'm already sold.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's about as much as you know about Gunship, but tell us about yourself. Give us another shameless plug real quick.
Just real quick about Gunship.
Yes.
Their most recent post is a meme. It says 1 week into Gunship, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger's audition video. 1 month into Gunship, it's him in Terminator 1, just pointing a gun. It's 1 year, it's just him as the fucking Terminator, just like, God damn, all robot it out.
I approve of this. That's a good sign. That's Gunship. Now, what's Rohan?
Yeah, what's Rohan?
Well, be on the lookout for new products coming from TwistedDiction.com. Purchase SoundOut if you want. Go to www.TwistedDiction.com/sound-out. That's sound-out. It's a really good game at a really good price, and we worked really hard on it, and you'll be able to play it drunk too, so that's really important.
Good to know.
Yeah, and then check out Gradual Slip. Check out Myar. I'm still in Myar. We just can't fucking do anything because Keith is always goddamn gone. Bitch, if you read this, if you hear this, you bitch. Anyway.
Come on the pod.
Love you.
Come on the pod.
Yeah, come on the pod. Oh, he will. He definitely will. New Gradual Slip music coming out very soon. We're going to be playing a bunch of shows. If you live in the Maryland area, come on out. And, you know, stay on that gang shit.
Gang shit?
Gang, gang.
All right.
So, yeah, check out, find Sound Out in Wonder Books Emporiums near you.
Absolutely. I'll just start leaving them in there.
Wonder Book Emporium. All right. Sorry.
This has been Release Radar number 23.
My name is J.D. Myers.
I am Chris Morley.
I'm Rohan.
I'm jamming. Nerds.
That's pretty sick. I like this. This is making me a little tense.